That's why I think it's interesting that your church has a number of little factoids that it pulls off that I think, which will be create a revivalism, I think, which is the socialization thing.
Yes.
Which is a lot of churches become social. And I came up with this thinking about this because I did a hit on Chanel's show on Friday.
Oh, I missed it. A Chanel hit.
And she was, this discussion was about this country and Western guy who's a left winger, and how about country and Western is, they're trying to move in on it. But she said, she made the comment that there was a large, the country and Western music is the largest genre that is growing the fastest, and asked me if I had any idea of why this might be. And I said, maybe it's because country and Western at least has to do with relationships and, you know, boys and girls. And the idea that you can, you know, there's love songs within country and Western genre as opposed to shooting somebody or bitching about immigration status in a song. And so you end up with this kind of the need for socialization. And I think the churches that do well are the ones that are pushing that part of it. They have their message, but they can, but the idea that kids in particular, young ones, the Zeds, there's a big story that was going around all this last week on the mainstream media about one of the high schools that canceled all their dances.
Ugh, it's insane.
Because nobody was going to go to the dances.
Yeah.
And it's like, that brings back my old point about the sock hop. And so I think churches have their opportunity to help kids socialize because it is a place where you can meet people.
And I will say that more so, yes, non-denominational churches, I think, are doing quite well and they're growing. And they also have very young pastors. You know, when I say young, I mean 40s. And this is a very different breed, a very different genre than the music is actually much closer to country and Western. It's all Nashville. All of the Christian contemporary music comes out of Nashville now. And they're Ann Wilson, traditional country artist, boom, moves right over to Christian contemporary. Jelly Roll, this guy is the furthest thing from Christian contemporary music, has a number one hit with Brandon Lake.
Never heard of any of these.
No, people. I know you haven't, but in the legendary words of Lonnie Frisbee, there's a whole generation out there just looking for God, man.